Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at the Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
You've joined us for episode 79 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we are talking about and decluttering your musical instruments. And we have a special guest with us today.
Yay, Jared!
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
It's nice having Jared on this side of the glass because Jared's our sound engineer and always on the other side of the glass.
Always on the other side of the glass.
Is it a little bit uncomfortable?
A little bit uncomfortable. Awesome. Slightly, but
do,
I'm okay.
Do you know what, I'll live. Do you know what would make you more comfortable?
What would make me more
playing
comfortable?
Playing the didge.
Oh, I can't play. We discussed this before. Yeah. I'll try it, but I can't.
You don't play the didge.
I don't play the didge.
We're going to make a disclaimer. You're not a didge player.
No, I'm not. But I'll give it a shot.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
This could be a disaster. See,
performance anxiety.
That was
right
it.
There.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Do you want to go again?
I'm going to try again. All right, here we go. No, see, I can't.
That's cool. That is cool.
We'll just cut it before it finishes. Yes.
That is very cool, Jared. Do you play any instruments, Kirst?
No.
None?
No.
How?
Very easily.
Wow.
I was one of five children. We didn't have a lot of money.
But you never even at school? Like...
I did clarinet at school. Okay, I was really, really not so good at clarinet or any instruments. I'm not... haven't got that part of my brain working.
Yeah.
Where I can retain musical information.
or words.
Any information.
Jared, give us a list. I'm going to use my fingers to count. How many instruments do you play? I don't want to hear what ones you're awesome at only, because that's what my husband would do. He'd go like, I only play guitar, but he actually plays guitar and bass and keys and all right. So hit me with them. What do you play?
I play a little bit of
see
guitar. I sing bass guitar, piano, drums, and what else do I play?
Percussion.
A bit of banjo, percussion stuff.
Banjo, but, percussion.
Yeah, okay, at all. But
did drum?
Did yeah, drums.
Drums.
I'm not very good at didge, but I can.
Have you got one more just to make it 10?
What else
do
is
you have
there?
Any...
I have an erhu.
A what?
An erhu. But I haven't
is
learned to play it yet.
Is that one of those things where you do it in the air?
No, it's an ancient, it's a Chinese instrument.
Yeah, it's the Chinese one.
Yeah.
Like
it's a bowed instrument.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
But it's
cool.
Really hard to play.
But
I've recorded one before and they sound amazing, but I haven't actually, learned to play it yet.
That's pretty cool.
But you have one.
Mum and Dad bought one because every time they go away overseas, they bring back an instrument for
that's
me.
That's gold.
So they bought back
so
this one.
So they clutter up
like,
your life, basically.
Well, yeah.
But happily.
Which
happily.
Overseas holiday was the baby grand?
Oh, well, it's not a baby grand. It's a full grand.
Full grand.
Well, it's not a full size, but it's the smallest. It's not a baby grand.
Okay.
That was, well, I wish that was, yeah. I wish they bought that back from
that
Japan.
That would have been nice.
No, they didn't, unfortunately. That would have been an expensive trip.
What about you, Amy?
Piano's the only instrument I officially play.
Are you being a little bit like Cal?
No, trust me, I'm not. But here's the instruments I think I'm good at, even though I've never played. I'm really good at playing four chords on the guitar.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to sing at the same time. I can keep beat on a drum kit, which is awesome because Cal never believed that I could. I used to say to him, oh, yeah, I can totally drum. And he'd be like, that's Amy just telling us. And then we were at a thing once and the band didn't have a drummer. I was like, oh, that's fine, I'll fill in. And got up there and nailed it. Like, such nailed it that he's standing there going, oh, my gosh. So I can, you know, do one beat on a drum kit and that's about it. I don't think I've got any others that I've ever learnt.
Oh, I can play the recorder.
Can you?
See, my mum was a music teacher and she taught, well, she tried to teach me the recorder and I was the worst recorder player in a whole class.
I actually don't think I can play the recorder. I do remember, distinctly remember, in our primary school on every Monday morning, there'd be the assembly and the recorder band would have to play. And I actually distinctly remember not blowing, but just moving my fingers.
Yes,
phantom,
that's awesome.
Bit of a phantom recorder.
That is so good. It's better than doing player. It with your nose, which I have seen children do.
Yes, much better.
Much more hygienic.
Yeah. That's like when I sing sometimes. I can sing, but I mouth it. I'm not a very good singer, but I can.
I love that. At least you're admitting it. You're owning it.
Yeah.
Do you have any instruments in your home?
No.
None. Okay.
My kids can play piano. Like, they were very, they're good.
Like, they have lessons?
No. Okay. They can't play it and they're not good. No, they would be good if we let them play.
Right.
But they haven't ever had music. We did kinder music, which was a little bit of piano and a lot of playing.
Yep.
And they're very good at it. And particularly because they're maths brain.
Yeah.
And maths brain
people good at it.
Are good at piano.
Yep. I love
so
maths.
I want to get Ollie into piano, but I don't.
It's expensive.
It. Yeah. I need to get Jesse to teach him.
Yeah, I was just telling these guys before we started recording that my 12-year-old is now being paid to teach my 10-year-old piano because I pay for him to have lessons, so I might as well get a bit of return on investment and get him to teach his brother. At our house, we have a piano and we have 700-800 guitars. It feels like that. It's nowhere near as many as you have, Jared.
I have a few guitars.
How many do you reckon you have?
I'm not sure. Oh, one, two, three, maybe 10 or so. I'm not sure.
Is that a guitar or a
uke? Oh, that's a ukulele, and I got a banjo as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't have that many, but it feels like a lot.
I think of anything I have, I could have a lot of guitars.
Yeah.
Like, I want maybe another 10, 20 guitars.
Oh, that's
I think it'll just keep growing. As I get older.
One of my friends, Dave, I'm going to take a stab and I can say in his 50s. So kids are grown up, out of home. He's beautifully successful in his business and his thing is guitars.
Yep.
So he goes overseas and will often come home with a guitar. And so he's got racks and walls and he loves it.
Yep.
And my husband would quite happily do that. We've probably realistically got 5. It's pretty hard to declutter instruments, isn't it?
Yes. It's very, I think I just try to keep them organized and usable because I think if they're not usable, then they're just, I may as well not have them for me.
That's good.
Whereas, I think that's why you built a studio.
Yeah.
So that you could house
them. It's an excuse to keep buying guitars because I love it. That's why I love my job because it's like, oh, well, I need this because it's part of my job. So I'll just grab this other guitar.
That's why we go to like IKEA. Oh, well, sorry, honey, we have to. It's just part of the job.
It turns into something, oh, that'll be good. And then it goes from, oh, I wouldn't mind that to actually, I need this. This is my job. So hence me having a few guitars. Yes.
How do you keep them organized? Share with our listeners your top tips to keeping guitars organized.
Well, I have, because I have obviously have the studio, I have my studio guitars and then I have my live guitars, I guess you'd say, which I use for live so that I take out of the house. Yeah, for gigs and whatnot. So I have those guitars with their cases ready to go. And they're just, because otherwise I've got cases for all of them, and then that's a big clutter.
Oh, so you don't have cases for all
of them?
Well,
I do have them, but they're not, I've got them, you know, neatly stored somewhere else because I don't need access to them all the time.
Because they're on the wall.
Yeah, because they're on the wall, and I use them in the studio more, and it's just, you know, some of them I just don't want to. You know, I don't want to take, like, some I've had since I was in grade 5 that's, you know, really dear to me, so I don't want to take them out.
They probably don't have the sound quality.
Well, it does. It does.
You've got, like, an old nylon string or something?
I do, yeah. I do have an old nylon string. So that one I probably don't really need to have, but it's just, you know, it's more of one of those guitars that, because I like to have a guitar around somewhere that I can just grab it and play it if I feel like playing it. It's like I just want to have an instrument.
You want
anywhere.
A guitar within reach everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that
much.
Why you have 4 in the toilet?
In the toilet? Yeah. No.
Definitely. He doesn't actually.
No, we don't.
Peeps.
Yeah, that.
No,
would,
but
yeah.
I've had clients who talk to me about they take their guitars into the toilet because the acoustics are awesome.
Oh, the bathroom, not a toilet.
Well, the toilet is where I've got clients that do it.
Yeah.
But yes, a bathroom would work equally.
Yeah, yeah. But
4 in the toilet, though.
No, I'm just being silly.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, so I have racks on the wall, which I have the guitars on just to keep them out because I don't have a heap of space. And then I've also got a rack or a stand on the ground that when I'm using a guitar, I can just place it on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also got another rack when clients bring there because some clients bring heaps of guitars over. So they're ready for them as well to go because the ones on the walls are all taken up.
Do you let people play yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, everything I have at the studio is for... You know,
consumption.
Well, for use, they're there for people to use. Yeah, that's the idea of it. Just, you know, inspire something else in the studio. But yeah, I definitely let people have a go at anything. So it's end of the day, it's, you know, it's just a guitar. Sure, they're going to break it, so it's fine.
Well, they could, but
but if they play guitar, they're not going to.
Yeah,
they appreciate. And honour the instrument that they're using.
Yeah.
And if it gets a little ding on it, I'm not going to worry about it. It doesn't really bother me too much. So
my husband's Maton, that is his go-to guitar. Like, he has it in the car most of the time. So he plays it every week at church and tinkers on it whenever. And it's not on display inside. So the ones we've got on our walls are...
Display
they're
only?
They're like the pick-up and play-at-home ones, but they would never be take-out and play live. It's funny, I never really thought about him having two types of... But he was driving up to a gig once in, like, Yakandanda with...
I love Yak.
I've never been there, but I love the
so
name.
So beautiful.
Yakandanda. So driving up in this truck, and they'd not rehearsed anything. So the singer is driving and Cal's the passenger. So he pulls out the guitar and they play the whole way up to Yakandanda and work out their set. And when he gets there, he realises that the bottom of the Maton has been scratching... on part of the car the whole time. And so he's now got like a postcard size massive scratch that he could fix, but it's kind of like that's the Yakandanda trip.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fine. I've met lots of people in the studio they'll get a little scratch on their guitar that day and it'll ruin their whole day. Like, they'll just have this massive stress
like
attack.
Car.
And it's like, you know, they can't deal with it. But yeah, it doesn't bother me with my guitar, so yeah.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that is not so secret anymore.
We've done episodes on linen cupboards, sentimental items, media, baby supplies, donations, weddings, and so many more.
So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on crafts and hobbies. What I'm saying is the kind of supplies we used to make jewellery back then is completely different to the type of jewellery people wear now.
Yes.
And so you can still have the same hobby, but the products that you use could completely evolve over time.
Yes, and so that's why it's really good to ask, is this still me? And equally so, is this still a passion of mine? Like, am I still passionate about this hobby?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now back to the podcast for so many more tips and tricks. So Jared has this small studio that is perfect for voice recordings, like a podcast and audiobooks. Do people come in here and play their guitars as well?
Not in this room, though, don't
they? Too small?
And too small, yeah. It's
then he has another studio where the piano is and that's where music's recorded.
Yep.
And you've got a kit out there as well?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep, drum kit. Yep.
Cool. Do you buy all your instruments brand new? Have you ever used the...
Negative. Oh. Absolutely negative. No, I don't. I got my... The piano was definitely secondhand because that would have been well and truly out of my price range if I bought that brand new. And it depends. Yeah, I'm happy to buy stuff secondhand. I'm probably more inclined to buy stuff secondhand, to be honest, unless it's something that I just can't find secondhand. Because I've only had in the last, well, as long as I can remember, I've probably only ever had one thing that's broken that I, you know, that wasn't under warranty that I bought secondhand that was like, oh, maybe I should have bought that new, but that's okay. It wasn't that expensive. So most of the items I buy are, you know, pretty reliable. So, yeah.
So where do you buy yourself?
In everywhere and anywhere. All over the place, yeah.
Have you ever been to that place in Collingwood?
Oh, yeah, the swap shop. Yeah. Have I ever? Yes.
So we have a heap of stuff in the swap shop at the moment.
Yep.
And it's the best because they take your instruments, and so we've sold a whole lot of amps and things through them lately and a kit and whatever, and they set the price and then they text you and say, we've got an offer or something, are you happy with that? You text back, yes. And then, like, the money just arrives in your account.
Yep.
It's the best.
They're the best. I love that. Sure. Yeah. I've bought heaps of stuff from them, and they're awesome.
I don't think I'd let... No, not let is not the right word. I don't think I'd encourage Cal to just shop in there.
No, it's very... Like, very dangerous. If you go in there, it's very dangerous territory.
It's a much better place.
It's like you going into IKEA.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not coming out empty-handed.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's a good place if you've got instruments that you want to declutter, because we don't want you throwing out instruments. Like, don't get a guitar and, like, put it on the fire. Please don't do that. Yeah. I was at a Ben Folds concert once and they were just smashing guitars and it was heartbreaking, like better than smashing a grand piano. But I was just looking at it going, oh my gosh, that's hundreds of dollars, probably thousands, that you're just like wrecking.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's a way.
Don't be like Brant in Trolls. Have you seen Trolls movie?
No.
Poppy's playing a song, the two main characters, and Poppy's playing this song. And Brant, which is Justin Timberlake, they're trying to go to sleep and she's playing a song by campfire and he's all like, oh, can I have a look at it? Puts it on the fire.
That
because she's so annoying.
Cool.
Like, yeah. She's annoying.
No, please don't. Please.
Stuff
please
that
don't.
I've had at the studio that I've either grown out, whatever, for whatever reason that I don't need anymore, I've upgraded. Mm. If it's worth something, like a lot of money, I'll sell. Like, there's so many online places you can sell it just to get it. Because, like, I had stuff just recently. I did a reverb of the whole studio.
And a revive?
Revive of the whole studio. And I found a heap of things that I just wasn't using anymore. And for me, it's like I can't afford to have stuff just lying around. A, it just gets in the way. But B, if someone else can use it, that... You know what I mean? I just either sell it, if it's, like I said, if it's worth a lot of money. But there are things that I've had, you know, younger clients that come into the studio that don't, you know, they're just starting gigging now, that I just give away their some stuff that I've got here that they'll make use of, and just move it on, and they get use out of it. And
boom. Give us some tinkle bells for that.
Not quite booming.
That's
the tinkle bells.
The tinkle belling. I love
Jared's
that.
Jared's booming.
I love that because it's the upgrade. So many people keep the old thing.
Yeah, there's no need for
it. There's no need.
Yeah, I can't, because then it just clutters my mind as well. Like, I like to have things, especially in the studio, I like to have things really organized and just I know where it is, and everything I have is in a spot where it's easily accessible, because it's sort of, especially in today's recording environment, everyone wants to do things really well. They need to do it quickly because there's not the budgets anymore. So like I like to have things set up ready to go, like mics are always ready to go, and I like to have the piano mic set up ready to go, and like I said, if it's not being used, then why I just someone else will use it and they can get more joy from it than I will be. So
you're a legend.
Move it on.
We
move
love
it on,
you.
I say. Move it on.
This is why we come here.
I know Kess and I walk in and we're like, oh, we're in a happy place. Like, everything's organized. All the cords are rolled properly. Like everything. We're in the studio now, like all the headsets are perfect, the amps are perfect. It's pretty nice to walk into.
Jared doesn't need to listen to our podcast, one, because he listens to it as we're recording
it. The only person who's listened to every single episode.
And two, because he can't learn anything from us. We learn from him, and we're getting him to teach you about musical instruments because he's a legend.
Do you know what I find one of the tricky bits about musical instruments is all the stuff that goes with it? So when I was a pianist, it was like sheet music. But nowadays people use their iPads, don't they? Is that what most people work from?
I do. Like when I play gigs, like I'll have, there's like an app that you use, and it literally has, because I was carrying around like 10 books.
Yeah.
Full of, you know, oh, where's this song, blah, blah, blah. And I remember seeing someone, I was in Echuca one year, and I was like, oh, what's that guy doing with an app? And I thought it was a bit, you know, it was a bit over the top. And then I thought, actually, that's a really good idea, because you can literally just have your iPad or whatever you've got, and clips onto your set, and you've got every song you've done, and it's like you can access it like that, and it's
That's
so
cool.
much more organized and quicker as well. Like if you need to, you know, get a song request up or whatever, blah 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 blah, as opposed to having just books and books and books and books and books, and it's great.
Which is how we kind of grew up. Like you grew up with,
yeah.
I used to have folders and folders. I was a classical pianist, so pages and pages for every song.
Yep.
And I used to just have so many, and I'd take them with me.
No, and you're flipping pages.
Oh, flipping pages. In the middle. I got so bomb at flicking pages, like mid a sonata. I'd be like split seconds and I could turn it.
Yeah.
So good.
Which is good because that's how long it takes to swipe on your iPad now.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just preparing you for iPadness.
It was. Yeah. The world knew. But what about stuff like chords and picks and all the bits and bobs, like
chords? Yeah, look, chords. I'm the king of chords, and because my rack of gear is just like I've recently done it, and it took me a long time to organize it as I like. But what could you say about a chord? They're a nightmare, really. If they're not, you know what I mean. If you don't look after them, because they're really expensive. Like if you're dealing with the sort of stuff that I'm dealing with,
we had to buy a cord the other day. I think it was over $100.
Yeah, like these mic cables, these ones are 120. I can't remember. Like they're crazy amount of money. But I bought those secondhand off a friend who was selling them. But I know that they're just outrageously expensive. But looking after them, and you know, I like to have. I think we've discussed before those little. Things that Velcro ties that I like to use those, just to keep them all organized, and also the by the right length of cord as well, because having like it's something you don't think about that often, but for me it's you know if you can imagine you've got all these leads everywhere, you know,
it
ends up just being a mess of leads.
Because you think bigger is better, but no, it's not necessarily.
Yeah, it just ends up being crazy. So that's something that I've kind of grown to appreciate more is the length of a lead.
Length of a cord. How about, what do you do for gigs? Do you have how do you store stuff like your cords and stuff? Do you have a separate bag or box for that is just ready to grab at a moment's notice when you get called going, hey, you're amazing,
totally.
Come and play for us.
Yeah, I've got like the studio leads ready, always in the studio, and then I've got another case full of leads and everything I need ready to go, and plus extras for my gigs.
For
so
your
I don't
friends
because
who
I always
forget.
Stress out about rocking up to a gig and forgetting something. So I always bring, and I've got a little case in my car as well as a backup sort of survival. I call it a survival kit. It's my survival kit. So I have all sorts of connectors, just everything in there that you know, for whatever reason, I might forget on the day of a gig, and then so my survival kit's there ready to go. But yeah, because I just don't want to rock up to the. I think I've done it once when I was super tired, and I rocked up to a gig, and I forgot of all things the microphone I was supposed to be singing into, and they lent me a microphone, and it was the worst gig ever because I was, I think I started the first set. And then they said, like, you've got to go and get your mic because that sounds so bad. Oh, and I was just like, I'm not doing that ever again. But it was lucky because the gig was pretty close. But so, and that was probably 10 years ago. So I haven't done that since, and hence the survival kit. But I do, yeah, I've got my leads and they're all organized, ready to go.
Do you have them labeled or you just know which chords?
Oh,
no,
I don't need to label them. Yeah, no, I don't have them labeled. Yeah, don't need to do that because it's sort of, yeah.
What's the most awkward string breakage story that you've got?
I have never broken a string on stage ever once.
That does not surprise me at all.
No, I don't play it really hard.
Never?
No.
Do you want to know what I have
I've
seen?
I've never done it before. No.
Tommy Emmanuel broke a string mid-song, kept playing,
yeah.
Changed his string while he was playing and didn't miss a beat in the song.
Yeah, but he can shred, that guy. He's a monster guitar player. So he can just, he could, you know, but he's doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
It was insane. Like, Cal's going, he's just broken a string and he's changing. I'm like, he's not. Who does that? That'd take me a week.
Yeah, no, he's...
Tommy Emmanuel does that.
We love Tommy Emmanuel. Oh my gosh. Every time he comes to Melbourne, we're there. Anyway, sorry.
Just your side note.
Just my
love
side note.
Tommy Emmanuel.
Yeah. I love Tommy too. Yeah, he's great.
Cal's a complete Tommy fan.
Yep.
Like, if I go out on a Saturday night, I'll come home and he's just Tommying YouTube up.
Yep. No, he's really good.
Man crush.
Total man crush. Yep.
Cool. Where else can you donate musical items to or musical?
So I had a look on Google, and there's a place called the ACMF, and you can donate musical instruments there, and they will donate them on to be used in classrooms or for programs for underprivileged kids. So they will take stringed instruments, woodwind, blowy instruments. What are they called?
Woodwind and brass.
That's it. See? Yep. We were totally getting there.
I know some things.
So if you just Google ACMF, you'll find, or just Google donate musical instruments, there's actually heaps of programs, particularly for kids, that you can donate it to so they can learn instruments they wouldn't be able to. Awesome. I think, is there anything else, Jared, you want to share with our listeners?
It's hard with guitars, though, because maybe I wouldn't find them as clutter. You know what I mean? As a guitar, because it would bring me joy as opposed
to... if you walked into a room and it was like guitars just on the floor and they're not being looked after...
That's true, yeah.
You would, like, it would... You would be in the corner rocking.
Yep.
Yeah, that would drive you crazy.
It would, yes. Yes, indeed.
We have got another iTunes review. It is from Livy J... MM, and it's titled...
These iTunes names always get us like caught. It's like 457WZ Liz.
It's titled Practical and Always Easily Listening. I feel like we should be a radio show or something.
Easy listening.
Amy and Kirsty, easy listening. She says that I love, love, love this podcast. I've been listening to these beautiful ladies since Christmas time and have been inspired and helped me declutter my home and my mind. I look forward to laughing along with them every week. Kiss, kiss.
Yay, we do have a good laugh. Do you want to take us out with the didge for the final end of the show for our guest, Jared? This wasn't even on the schedule and we put this... There we go.
It's my favourite sound.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
No, you're ruining it right now.
Decent circular breathing going on there, Jared.
I wasn't doing any.
You weren't doing circular breathing.
That was one breath.
That was one breath.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week.
No, I just want to stop and appreciate. I love the didgeridoo. It makes me feel even more Australian than I already am.
Aww.
Like, it's literally one of my favourite sounds in the whole wide world. So thank you so much for doing a not so good job in your own words. I think it was amazing.
Yeah, that was the bomb.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jared.
Thanks for having us.
Time.
For having me. Thanks for having me. Thanks
in your studio.
Yeah, in your own studio.
To be on the other side.
First podcast you've ever been on?
Affirmatory.
Out of 10?
10.
Awesome.
We forgot to say that this listener request
was actually from Jared. He said to us the other day, you guys haven't done an episode on musical instruments. What he didn't know is he'd be in here with us.
Note to self, be thoughtful about the requests that you make from now on. So thank you, Jared. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, listeners. We can't wait to hang out with you next week.
See ya.
I gotta do it. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.